Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. When is an apology not an apology? Apparently when Vladimir Putin says he's sorry about this past week's plane crash. Fordham University Russia expert Beth Noble.
I call this a non-apology apology. Russian President Putin admitted to his Azeri counterpart that Russian air defenses were firing near where that Azerbaijan Airlines jet was flying over southern Russia just before it crashed on Wednesday.
Putin says Russian forces were fighting off Ukrainian drone attacks. It's widely believed that Russian missiles hit the Azerbaijan jet, killing 38 people. Several people are hurt after a high-speed train hit a fire truck at Delray Beach in South Florida. Fire Rescue Chief Ronald Martin says passengers suffered minor injuries. It was worse for firefighters.
Given the magnitude of this incident, all three firefighters were transported. Two of them were transported to Delray Beach Medical Center in serious condition.
Millions of travelers are headed home from the holidays. Stephanie Hinch and her husband are on a bus from Miami to their home in Key West.
It was not our decision. We started in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday at 1:30 on a Delta flight. Got delayed there after Atlanta. Delay, then it canceled.
They wound up flying to Miami, and right now they are at the tail end of a four-hour bus ride in bumper-to-bumper traffic on U.S. 1. Rough weather is slowing down other travelers. Tornado watches have been up in parts of Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
A big trouble spot we're looking at is an outbreak of severe storms with tornadoes, wind damage, and large hail that is expected today from parts of the southern plains. That would include a good portion of eastern Texas, eastward into the lower Mississippi Valley and along the central Gulf Coast.
A lot of people were watching for this last night.
Numbers are 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
But only one person matched all the Mega Millions numbers for a $1.2 billion prize. The winning ticket was sold in Cottonwood in Northern California. That person has not come forward yet. It took a while for the signal to get to Earth, but NASA's Parker Solar Probe has successfully passed within 3.8 million miles of the sun, its closest approach ever. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The sun has some of the most profound mysteries that exist in the solar system, and this probe has already made repeated flybys down into the outer atmosphere of the sun. This one happened to be the deepest it's ever gone, so the treasure trove of riches will keep scientists busy for years.
They're studying solar storms, which have effects on things here on Earth. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. As we head into the new year, both shoppers and businesses are bracing for potential tariffs. Judith Ruiz Branch talks with a Wisconsin small business owner who says there couldn't be a worse time.
Eau Claire Outdoors is a shop that sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, she adds, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office in January. Tariffs, or taxes on imports, are paid by businesses purchasing goods from other countries. Economists say tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything the U.S. imports, from electronics and home goods to gas. Economics Department Chair Thomas Kemp at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire says he suspects a significant number of businesses in the state would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history, according to Wisconsin Economic Development. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some light snow or freezing drizzle possible on your Saturday. Temperatures rise to 40 degrees this afternoon. West winds up to about 20 miles per hour. For tonight, clouds 29, the overnight low. On your Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 40.
Currently 46 degrees.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Kicking off the spotlight this week, we'll hear from Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete welcomed on Greg Schwemm this week, nationally syndicated Tribune columnist, to talk about a new book he wrote, Turning Gut Punches into Punchlines, A Comedian's Journey Through Cancer, Divorce, and Other Hilarious Stuff.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
All right, so got some good text here regarding our conversation with Greg. My guest is Greg Schwemm. He is a syndicated columnist, nationally syndicated columnist. You can check out his work if you Google Greg Schwemm, Tribune Content Agency, Humor Hotel. Very funny stuff. But we were talking about baseball and the new golden bat rule. And Eric from Lodi says, yeah, Major League Baseball has always been boring. Always. Minor league games are way more fun. I think he would have a lot of people agreeing with him on that. Anna from Madison says, Pete, there are plans to build a Buc-ee's in DeForest, Wisconsin. So they're coming north for sure. So, and then, Greg, you'll appreciate this. You asked me if I've ever broken the law, and you said Everybody's broken the law. And I very arrogantly said I never have. My sister texted. Okay, here's a story. This is embarrassing. I basically embezzled from my own family. When I was like 12 years old or 11 years old, living on the northwest side of Chicago, we lived near an area called Six Corners. It was like Irving Park Road, Cicero, and there was a Sears. And that was the big department store at the time. So we Schwabba kids, the five of us, ages 11 to 6 or 5.
Perfect.
Yeah. Decided we had to pool our money to buy a second TV because that was the big thing in the late 70s. So we were going to save our money to buy a little black and white TV for like $100 at Sears. Well, I decided I needed a Chuck Foreman jersey instead, who was a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Not even my team.
I know who he was.
Yeah. So I think my brother Tim and I went to Sears and bought a Chuck Foreman jersey. We just made an executive decision, and my sister Molly.
Never got a TV.
Yeah, and really, I should just thank the youngest three siblings for contributing to that because they never really got to enjoy it. I think it ended up in the goodwill heap before they grew into it. But so that is technically stealing. And here's another thing. I probably drove a car when I was under the influence. Not like I've never been sloppy drunk and driving, but I probably was legally drunk.
Yeah, and I think everybody's been probably guilty of that, sadly.
Yeah.
I certainly have.
So there you go. I am a criminal. And thank you for my sister for throwing me under the bus and turning me into the authorities. The 608 says Buc-ee's is Quick Trip on crack. And that is a thing, Greg. When Quick Trip came to Marinette, Marinette has like 10,000 people. It's about 50 miles north here. And people lost their minds. They also said, we're getting two Quick Trips. Like it was a badge of honor. I'm like, it's a gas station.
Yes.
It's a fine establishment. It's great. Yes. But calm down.
Calling Buc-ee's a gas station would be like calling Disney World a carnival. You know, you don't do that. Don't go there, Pete.
Like calling it a parish bazaar or something.
Yes, but yeah, exactly.
That's funny. So let's talk about, you did an article too, I thought was funny, about skinny dipping. And I've always been fascinated. Like, I skinny dip like once, maybe twice in a lake. And maybe a couple times in a pool. Pool, much safer. I had a much better mindset.
Pool is much safer?
Well,
what time of day was this?
Yeah, noon. Just, it was a kid's party.
Oh, it's a private pool.
Yeah.
Like somebody's backyard.
Exactly. And I...
Oh, okay. I thought like...
No, no. District. I wasn't pool hopping or heading over to the neighborhood. But like when you do it in a lake, there, even a freshwater lake, there are still fish that bite. And that freaks me out.
True. Yeah, I never thought about... Actually, I did it in the ocean.
Oh,
and
dear.
I never even thought about it. But yeah, the article was about that everybody should swim naked, hence skinny dipping,
right,
and you should swim fully clothed at some point in your life, because what you feel between the two of them is very interesting. Because my whole premise of the article was, if you swim fully clothed, you're weighted down and you feel like maybe you can't breathe and you're going to drown. But somehow you get to the dock or to the shore, you know, you panic for a minute and
right,
you're like, hey, I'm going to do this. And then when you do it, you feel so good. You feel like, okay, that was something that was holding me down, and yet I rose above it, and you feel good about yourself.
Nice.
So that's why you should swim fully clothed, and you should skinny dip, because it just, there is a freedom about it, as I think anybody would agree to, that you come out of there and you're just like, I can't believe I did that. It was so fun.
Like getting away with a crime.
I want to do it again at some point, and I really don't care if anybody saw me.
Wow.
And I think that's a really good, I think that's a really good mindset to have. I know it sounds
interesting,
sort of weird, but I think it just expresses freedom and the ability to take chances. And I think that's what a lot of people don't do today.
You would think, like, if you did make it back to a pier or shore or whatever, fully clothed, the first thing you would think about is, this would be a lot more fun without the wingtips.
Next time.
Yeah.
And that's another part of the article, is you don't make a conscious decision to enter the water fully clothed. Something bad happened.
Right.
You know, you missed the step on the last step on the boat.
Right.
The boat would dock, or something happened.
Oh,
you just ended up in the water in your clothes, and you had no idea that was going to be a part of your day.
You just wanted to take a Skyline cruise.
Right.
The next thing you know, you're in the Chicago River.
Right.
That's
right.
Very funny.
And the Wendella people said, I'm sorry, there's no refunds for that.
All right, last article, then I want to ask you about Christmas. I love the phrase bottomless. All you can eat, you did an article about, it was called words and phrases to avoid as you age, and like a bottomless mimosa or whatever. And I love the all you can eat. Like, people think they're getting a deal. Businesses don't lose money. They don't do you a favor. Somehow they're still cleaning up. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. The bottomless thing, definitely, because like I live in the city of Chicago. So if you were to walk out of any place on Sunday and just walk down two blocks, any establishment that is open at that time is advertising bottomless something. It's bottomless mimosas. It's bottomless Bloody Marys. It's bottomless brunch something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that term, but nothing good comes out of it. Because you're either gonna exit that place hammered, or you've just gained like 8 or 9 pounds or both. Because you took the bottomless bait.
That's so funny.
Don't they have that in Wisconsin?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of
call it bottomless, or did you say all you can eat, or just come in and don't leave, or what is the phrase?
Called hostage
phrase?
Situation. No, I think I have seen bottomless, but I see mostly all you can eat. Like, we have an all you can eat buffet.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it gives people a license to not dress up, to have their stomach hanging out of their shirt, to be looking around people while they're in line with the fear that there's going to be no more food by the time they get there. It's not a good scene. I would rather pay a waitress and just eat, you know, sensibly.
Yes. Yes. What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with sensible eating? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I was in Europe for a good portion of the summer, and they eat very sensibly in Europe, and they're fun people. You know,
look at
they're
that.
Nice, fun people. There's nothing wrong with them. I don't understand it.
My guest is Greg Schwemm. Check out his work at The Humor Hotel. Google Humor Hotel and Greg Schwemm and check out his articles. Very funny stuff. He's also a stand-up comedian with decades in the business. And I want to ask you, Greg, every year I struggle to get I struggle with the bah humbug thing. Like, it's like, oh, my God, another Christmas. Now the kids are a little older. It's not quite. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a comedian.
Magic is gone.
Yeah. As a comedian or a writer or just someone who is, I think everybody gets jaded to some degree with old age. How do you keep that Christmas childlike wonder as a comedian and a writer?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is memory. When you think of your past Christmases that you spent with your family or that you spent with your kids. I think you and me as comedians are really good at putting a comedic spin on that. Like how did that happen? Like, okay. One year, my daughter finally got her cell phone that she always wanted for Christmas. And there's a memory in there and there's material in there. And I choose to do that. I think as you get older, like you said, there's really nothing about Christmas, I think as you get older that you're like, wow, this is really weird. This is new. This is something I've never, ever experienced before. I think that's natural and normal. But I think if you look where the joy comes is you look back and say, wow, we did that in 1984. Or we did that when my children were 7 and 12. And we spent all night putting together such and such. Or we finally like relented and gave her her cell phone or her first Apple product or whatever.
The Bucky's gift certificate, whatever it was.
which I also pilfered from the rack. I think that's how I like to spend it. And I think it makes it very fun.
That's a great answer. And I think as you get older, you realize, the magic isn't in believing in things that don't exist or know, Santa Claus. I don't know if there's any kids listening, but it's just that you come together and you have this time with your loved ones. That's the minor, that's the little miracle taking place that people tend to forget when they keep their eye on bigger things.
Absolutely.
Hey man, this was fun. When you write that new article, let's have you come back and I'd love to see where you take that.
Yeah. And if you have any listeners living in the Chicago area, just can I quickly plug? I'll
absolutely
be headlining Zanies.
Oh, cool.
In Old Town on Monday, January 13th.
Love that club.
Come on out.
So great.
Okay.
Go see Greg Schwemm. Check out his articles. Have a great Christmas and great holidays, buddy.
All right, my man.
All right.
You too.
Greg Schwemm. Conrad, how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got about a minute left.
Okay. So let's do this. This is when you know you have a good texter. Like Steady Eddie, I see his texts and I have to gauge like how long they are. Do I have time to read this now or do I have to make the show a mini series? how am I going to read Steady Eddie's text? But I think we have time now. So Steady Eddie, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, the best gag gift that I ever gave was a gift for a young nephew when he was 5 or 6. The gift was wrapped in a small box. Then that box was put into another slightly larger wrap box. Then that box was put into another wrapped box. I continued that theme a couple more times. Don't remember what the actual gift was. It doesn't really matter. For me, my nephew, and the rest of the family, it was a hilarious Christmas Eve moment. That's magic right there. That kind of stuff is fun. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Sorry, Steadfast Edward. All right, when we come back, we will have Sean Katzbach. He is the marketing director for the City of Marinette, telling us about a really cool event going on Saturday. This is Peach Waba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Peach Waba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Join
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. This week, Wisconsin's electors gathered to cast their votes for Donald Trump. One of them, former Governor Tommy Thompson, said it's time for everyone to turn the page on 2020's fake elector scheme. Pat Kreitlow responds, hell no.
All right, we got the snow coming, and now Kelly Clarkson is singing. It's definitely the holiday season now, so I feel a lot better. Kelly has nothing to do with today's history lesson. It's just the day for seasonal music, but we'll have today's history lesson coming up just a quick 30 minutes from now here on Up North News Radio. Greg, did you hear about the fake electors who met at the state capitol yesterday?
No, Pat, I did not hear about the fake electors who met in Madison yesterday.
Oh, you know why you didn't hear about them?
Why?
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. There weren't any fake electors meeting at the state capitol yesterday, just the real ones. Isn't that crazy?
But wait a minute, Pat. My uncle sent me an email that said forward, 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 forward. Do you see what Biden's trying to do with our elections now?
Yeah. Look, here's the way it's written up in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Laura Schulte is a great reporter. I'm not finding fault with her, but I'm going to take issue with a turn of a phrase here that you'll hear in just a second. It starts with, what a difference 4 years make. Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes were cast Tuesday afternoon without fanfare for Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance, 4 years after a slate of fake electors signed paperwork falsely claiming Trump won the 2020 election in Wisconsin, comma, setting the stage for a national debate over election denialism. No, it wasn't setting the stage for a national debate over election denialism. It was an attempt to steal an election by saying he's trying to steal the election as they tried to steal the election. And we're still framing it as a national debate after dozens of court cases and zero still to this day. Zero evidence of anything untoward on any kind of a scale that could tilt an election, that we still are framing this as some kind of a national debate over election denialism is just a crime from the standpoint of how our media communicated the age of Trump to the voters. That's me putting it in words I can use on the radio.
I think that the 4 years ago, the media was fervent to report on all of these attempts to overthrow our democracy. I think they were as shocked as we were. I think they were as eager to put the truth out there or report what was happening. And the truth was, as you mentioned, dozens of court cases proved this was not a stolen election, yet people did try to overthrow our democracy through fake elector schemes. And now what I think what's happened is that it's 4 years later, they've talked about it so much, and they almost want to say something to the effect of, well, there's two sides to the story, if you will. No, there isn't. There isn't. One side. Right. They try to steal the election, period. That's it. Done. Don't but give him course, leeway.
Here's the framing offered by one of the electors, former governor Tommy Thompson, who was asked about the 2020 elector scandal. And here's his quote. isn't it about time to turn the page? I mean, we can fight over the election of 2020 for the next 4 years. What does it get us? Isn't it about time to say, you know, we've had a lot of differences. This is the time to start trying to mend ways and solving America's problems, Wisconsin's problems. No kidding. No kidding. Because you know what? The guy that won 4 years ago also was looking to solve America's problems and Wisconsin's problems, but was endlessly hampered by the big lie, because it wasn't, to be blunt, it wasn't properly called a lie by nearly enough newsrooms in this country who, for whatever reason, wanted to play it safe or wanted to protect their access to Trump and Republicans, who had the tables been turned, would have called out somebody like a Hillary Clinton in a heartbeat.
Oh,
if she tried to make the assertions of the past 4 years with zero evidence. I try not to be disgusted when talking about things like this, but when I hear a quote like that and the way that this is still being framed as a national debate over election denialism, you get right to the root at, you know, where many people's frustrations are with American democracy and media in the year 2024.
I don't disagree with you, and it's something we've talked about on Jane's show many, many times, is this inherent and now almost immovable double standard of, well, the GOP, they have their points, whereas if a Hillary supporter would have tried anything, it'd have been a 10-day story on Fox News. It would have been, gosh. It's the end of our democracy. It is one guy in Georgia tried to cast two ballots. That's it. We're done. Hillary's a thief. Hillary's a crook.
Yeah. Oh, they'll take the smallest morsel of something. You know, like 10 or so or 10 trans athletes among 50,000, yeah, you know, nationwide, and turn that into a national scandal because they've got the media ecosystem to amplify something and do something with it, and enough people hear only that, and they tend to believe it. And that, to me, is, you know, leads to this thing about turning the page on the 2020 election. I just want to make sure I say this in you know, direct possible terms. Oh, hell no. No. You had a couple of Trump attorneys who were in court because the Wisconsin Department of Justice is charging them with felony forgery, I think it is, for trying to dupe Wisconsin's fake electors. The fake electors in other states are actually facing the possibility of criminal penalties. And while Trump may have been able to, you know, persuade enough people to vote for him again and can therefore pardon a lot of things at the federal level, I hope everybody with a conscience and a sense of justice at the state level does not take their foot off the gas, because this ain't over. Nobody should try to steal an American election the way these people did and then get away with it. And they will if you just say, time to turn the page. No way.
Yeah. Agreed. I 100% agree.
Yeah. So that's why you didn't hear about fake electors at the Capitol yesterday. There weren't any. The side that lost, as is supposed to happen in a democracy, says, okay, we lost. It's not going to be fun for the next few years, but we accept what the voters had to say, and we gear up for the next run. That's how to do it the right way. And frankly, that should be rewarded a little more often. Melissa Baldoff is next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News brief: suspicion mounts that Russian missiles caused the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines flight in Kazakhstan.
If you see video from the crash site, you can see the Azeri plane is littered with holes from projectiles, just like what you would see from air defense missiles.
Fordham University professor Beth Noble: at least 15 people were injured when a high-speed train collided with a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida. Fire rescue chief Ronald Martin:
there were three firefighters that were transported. Two of them were trauma alerted or deemed critical at the scene. Their status has since been upgraded to stable condition.
AAA says the U.S. average for a gallon of regular gas is now just over $3. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Americans should snap their selfies with these prices now, because this tends to be close to the bottom. Gas prices will likely start going up, especially in mid and late February when demand goes up.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Good evening, hockey fans from Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. It's the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Tonight, the Badgers take on the Ferris State Bulldogs. Our producer is Adam Morrison at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, alongside former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin. I'm Ryan Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers start the second half of the season with a 7-10-1 record. They're 5-2-1 since a 2-8 start. They've been scoring more goals. They've been giving up fewer goals, Ian, and that's always a good recipe for success right there.
Well, when you score more than the other team, there's a really good chance that you're going to win the game. It's just kind of a thing, whether it's runs in a baseball game or baskets in a basketball game, whatever the case may be. But I think what's come to mind for me is that offensively, some guys who pretty much struggled right out of the gate are all of a sudden finding the back of the twine. And not to say that their head gets big, but their confidence is way up compared to the beginning of the season.
In the first 10 games, the Badgers were outscored 30-18. Over the last 8 games, Wisconsin's outscored its opponents 31-15. Meanwhile, Ferris State, under longtime head coach Bob Daniels, 6-10-2 this season, but the Bulldogs have won 4 of their last 5 after a 6-game losing streak. Connecticut beat Alaska in game 1 today 4-1, so the Huskies await the winner for the championship tomorrow. Will it be Wisconsin or Ferris State? We'll find out here soon. And up next, we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Drayson.
Here at Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee, the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off, Year 4, Wisconsin and Ferris State in today's second game. And joining us is head coach Mike Hastings. And Mike, your club had a couple of weeks off, came back to work on Wednesday, Christmas Day, for some practices, and now getting ready to start the second half of the season. But during that Christmas break, you had a chance to rest, recuperate. Your players certainly did. And for you, I'm sure you had a time to reflect a little bit on that first half, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, and I guess in a nutshell, I'd say there are some peaks and some valleys. You know, valleys early in the season, some struggles. And then I thought we gained some momentum over the second half of the first half and finished not perfectly, but better in a few different areas, goaltending, secondary scoring, finding ways to come from behind, you know, down a couple of goals at Michigan and fighting back. Sustaining some leads. We grew a little bit more, I thought, over that second half of the first half, and want that momentum to continue here starting the second half.
That's what's exciting, what we saw in the second half of the first half.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, a couple of things that I think come right away is we had some guys get healthy back on the blue line. And again, Joey Plotichuk's back in the lineup. He brings energy. He brings a comfort to our group back there in the locker room, just leadership qualities, those types of things. And then, you know, I thought Christian Fitzgerald was playing the best hockey of what he's had so far this season, right when we got to break. And a guy that's coming back tonight and has been really good since Wednesday, who ended up being on the shelf for a while there, I think, and you and I were talking the last six games, is Simon Tassie. And he's feeling good about his game and Botterill after playing the one game at Michigan. So hopefully we can continue to grow that secondary scoring that we saw a little bit more over the back of the first half.
We saw last year with Christian Fitzgerald and with Simon Tassie what a difference they can make in your lineup.
Well, and we're a team that at this point we've been a little challenged to score. And, you know, one a night makes a big difference. And those guys have historically been offensive producers. So we're going to, you know, try and put them in a spot to be successful. They both come back with a little bit of hop in their step, and you want our entire team to have that going into tonight's game.
One guy who hasn't had an issue scoring is Quinn Finley, tied for the nation's lead in goals with 12. He's tied for sixth in points with 22. He can still get better, though. That's the fun part.
Yeah, and I think you'll see Quinn, you know, he's the type of guy that those goal scorers, if they don't get it consistently, they get a little ornery. And I've liked really just his mentality through the first half. He's been a special player, and there's some chemistry there with Morrissey, him and Mosley, and we're going to lean on that this weekend. We need those guys. We get the last change tonight, so they should get some matchups that hopefully can be advantageous to those three, and we need those guys to continue to drive us while the second half of the back end of the lineup can help us a little bit more offensively.
Badgers and Ferris State. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Wisconsin and Ferris State coming up here in just a little bit from the Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee. And Mike Hastings, the Badgers head coach, joining us. And he had mentioned Simon Tassie's return, Joe Palatichuk as well. Logan Hensler, the freshman defenseman with Team USA at the World Junior Championship. What an amazing upset by Latvia over Canada yesterday. The U.S. playing Latvia today in the round robin, or the preliminary round, if you will. Ben Dexheimer, though, unfortunately, is out of the lineup this weekend. He got hurt in practice this week.
Yeah. You know what? If not for bad luck, we wouldn't have much luck. It was a non-contact drill and lower body injury. You know, just kind of caught his edge in a rut in the ice. And the good thing is he's progressing really well here in the last couple of days. So he's more day-to-day. Will not be in the lineup tonight. And just for precautionary reasons, I don't know that he'll be in the lineup tomorrow, but things are going in a good direction for him.
Without Dexie and without Logan Hensler, your quarterbacks on your power plays will be Daniel Lotch and Joe Palatichuk.
Yep, two guys back there that have been frothing at the mouth to have the opportunity to get their number called. And Joe, you know, that's something Joe has done previously a year ago. You know, when we had Hens come in, that's a role that Logan has played. And obviously Dexie has been kind of our trigger man up there. And, you know, a jack of all trades for us has been Daniel Lotch. And so Lotch, you'll get an opportunity to be up there also. The guys did a good job of it just yesterday and the day before as we were filtering him in and giving him some reps, and we're going to need them to be effective for that power play to be effective.
We'll also see Jack Horbach back on defense this weekend. You get Ferris State, you know Bob Daniels well, former cohorts in the CCHA, the WCHA. Ferris State plays a simple game, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're going to get out and they're going to try and lead dog and get out in the neutral zone, try and spend as least amount of time in their zone as possible. They'll relieve pressure by throwing their weak side wing out into the neutral zone and just progress pucks, and they're going to be hard. They defend hard. They've got a really lengthy and heavy defensive core, so they're going to try and lean on you. Us, our ability, I think, and our effectiveness has to be at playing with pace tonight, being able to protect pucks, hold on to them, don't allow them get to puck touch first so that they can relieve the pressure and get it out of the neutral zone, get in with possession or put it in an area where we can get first puck touch and then possess it and try and make them defend.
Head coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Ferris State coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Is this real leather?
Fans filing into Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee for the fourth annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Wisconsin won the inaugural event back in 2021. With a shootout win over Providence, the Badgers then lost the second year, 2022, to Clarkson in the championship game. And then last season, back-to-back shutouts for Kyle McClellan and a 3-0 win over Northeastern in the championship game. Simon Tassi, a natural hat trick. He had 4 goals for the tournament. This year, Wisconsin faces Ferris State in the opening round. I mentioned they're 6-10-2, won 4 of 5 after losing 6 in a row, coming off a sweep at Northern Michigan December 6th and 7th, winning 3-1 and 2-1. And they're coached by Bob Daniels, 503 wins in his 33rd season in Big Rapids. He's led the Bulldogs to 4 NCAA tournaments, including a runner-up finish to Boston College back in 2012. And Bob Daniels' right-hand man is Ian Perrin's nephew, Drew Famulak.
I don't know. Roommate would be better. I think a better terminology than nephew. Second cousin, first cousin, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, in junior hockey, when I was playing for the Melville Millionaires, the 3 years of high school that I played, I shared a room with Drew and his twin brother, Derek. Yeah, we were quite the foursome.
Yeah, I bet. You know, they've had 8 straight losing seasons since their last NCAA tournament appearance in 2016, but they've got some pieces and have been playing better hockey of late.
Well, that's what I understand. And I just listened to Coach Hastings talk about it, and he said, you know, they're not going to score a lot of goals, but I was so impressed that I was with myself that I even actually discovered the same thing that he talked about. They are really big and really long in the defensive core. 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", all of them have got arms and legs that are way longer than any normal human being should have. And they're going to play a defensive strategy because, like most small school Division I programs, they might have a superstar every so often, but they haven't had one for a while.
Yeah, Chris Kunitz is one guy that comes to mind, right?
Really?
Yes.
God, I wonder where he played his junior hockey.
Where was that?
Could have been the Melville Millionaires?
Could have been that.
I'm not sure.
By the way, Drew Famulak's son, Ian, is named after my broadcast partner, Ian Perrin.
We don't refer to him as Ian. He's Little Ian.
Little Ian. You're Big Ian. Yeah. You're Big Ian. Badgers and the Ferris State Bulldogs meeting for the 9th time today. The Badgers, 3 wins, 3 losses, 2 ties. They had a 5-5 tie and a 2-1 loss at Ferris State in their last meeting back in October of 2015. They're also 0-2 against Ferris at the old Badger Hockey Showdown, losing in Madison 3-1 in December of 2003 and also losing 5-3 January 1st of 2005. We'll see how the Badgers fare against Ferris State tonight. We'll check the college hockey scoreboard in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
There is some other college hockey going on this weekend, including the annual Ledyard Classic hosted by Dartmouth. No Big Ten teams in action other than Wisconsin here tonight, although the Great Lakes Invitational gets started in a couple of days in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I will point out that the World Junior Championship continues in Ottawa, and the United States leads Latvia 4-1 in the third period of that preliminary game. Notre Dame's Danny Nelson has a couple of goals for the United States, which is trying to get to 2-0 in pool play.
All right, let's get to our injury update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Ben Dexheimer, junior defenseman, is out of the lineup. He was injured in practice on Wednesday, not believed to be serious, but Dexheimer's out. The good news, Joe Palatichuk's back. He's missed 9 of the last 11 games with an injury. Simon Tassie, who had been sidelined for 6 straight games, he's healthy too. Logan Hensler playing with Team USA at the World Juniors, so he's not here. But having Palatichuk and Tassie back is huge. I mean, we knew last year Tassie had a big tournament here in Milwaukee, and he also had 12 goals and 28 points as a sophomore. Here's a guy that can put the puck away.
And a big, tough, slower team like Ferris State, that's right up his alley. You know, he gets muck it up in the corners, getting into pushing and shoving, have some verbal controversy as you go back and forth, all the rest of that kind of stuff. It'll be good for him. But the thing that scares me is the two right-handed defensemen who are basically anchoring both of the power plays with Hensler and Dexheimer out of the lineup. I'm going to put some people in positions that they have not used to being in.
That would be Daniel Lodge and Joe Palatichuk.
Correct.
Yep, Palatichuk played some last year on the second unit. He had 18 points as a freshman defenseman. Joe's still looking for his first point this season. Daniel Lodge is the only defenseman that has scored goals for Wisconsin. Only 2 goals scored by defensemen so far this season for the Badgers, both from senior Daniel Lodge, who last year was the defensive player of this tournament. He will be paired with Jack Horbach, the junior from Naperville, will be put back on the blue line. You'll recall when the Badgers were banged up defensively, he played 3-4 games on defense. So Jack Horbach is paired with Daniel Lodge. These are your starting lineups brought to you by Quick Trip. And the starting line for forward line for Mike Hastings, who's in his 13th season, 332 wins in his career. The centerman, junior Christian Fitzgerald from Coquitlam, British Columbia. 2 goals, 8 points so far this season for him. Cody Laskowski, the fifth-year transfer from RIT. 4 goals, 5 points so far for Cody, who's actually put up those point totals in the last 8 games. And Kyle Kukkonen, the junior from Maple Grove, Minnesota. 5 goals, 10 points. All of those coming in the last, well, the 5 goals coming in the last 10 games of play. We'll also see the nation's leading goal scorer, Quinn Finley, with freshman Gavin Morrissey and Rylan Mosley, Ryan Botterill with captain Owen Lindmark and Simon Tassie, Tyson Dick, Sawyer Scholl, and Adam Pietl at left and right. Owen Mellenbacher is the extra skater. And the defensive pairs besides Lodge and Horbach, Joe Palatichuk with Anthony Kerr, Jack Thalen, and Zach Scholes. And in goal is Tommy Scarfoni, the senior from Montreal. He's 6-6-1 with a .212 goals against average, a .917 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. Those 2 shutouts have come over the last 4 games. And Ian, for the second straight week, Scarfoni earned a star of the week from the Big Ten after stopping 56 of 59 shots in that 4-point weekend at Michigan a couple of weeks back. He has really found his groove, don't you think?
Yeah, he has. And you know, what he was guilty of, at least in the early part of the first semester, was every so often he would go on these hot streaks and then he would let in what we more commonly refer to as a bunny goal or an easy goal.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like the whole team got deflated after that. So when he's been able to make the big saves and they've been able to come back and score a goal, the tides have turned.
Starting in goal for Ferris State is Noah West, a Michigan transfer so far this season. West is 6-8-2 with a .261 goals against average and .914 save percentage. He was the goalie of the week in the CCHA a few weeks back when he stopped 57 of 59 shots in that sweep against Northern Michigan. Starting defenseman Travis Schouty from Marysville, Michigan. He's the captain along with Trevor Tallien. Tallien's dad played football at Wisconsin. Starting centerman Cole Birch. He's from Markham, Ontario, Western Michigan transfer. Gavin Best, a Michigan State transfer on the left wing. And then it'll be Caleb Ergang, the right winger, starting for Ferris State. The Badgers and the Bulldogs in the opening faceoff from the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Remarkable. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark! Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek.